how your generation can end fraud and corruption. This poem is many things. A daydream, a regular dream, a hope, a wish, a promise, a solution and a problem, a tutorial, and a school of thinking. Come back to it if you can. I hope that we'll always have something new to offer. The ultimate goal is to limit how much damage a single liar can cause to a system. That means computer programs should be used to structure a system. Humans will always be needed, but in a computerized, automated system, the amount of damage they cause can be greatly limited. Once caught, the system can be altered to prevent that attack vector from re-emerging. Do not fall into the trap of rule and inference engines. They are limited fairy tales. If they did work, they'd replace Linux. The system architecture is simple. It is just black boxes, question in, answer out. It should be written in a language that runs in the browser and on the server. So, ES 2020 at the time of writing. Avoid graphic user interface. Use a chat interface or a conversational interface. It is what this program does. It answers questions. Now, this is a system that will help you launch your company. It will help you build a school, if you are interested in such a thing. But above all, this is a system meant to change the world. It must be fully accessible to every human being on this planet. Even the 290 to 363 Australian Aboriginal groups that speak unique languages. Therefore, before a program is written, the process must be described in a normal language that can be translated. Once a paragraph captures a point, a program will be written and connected to it. For example, one may wish to ask, "Is the three strikes pattern in law humane?" A program named "Is the three strike pattern in law humane?" will be created, and it can be as simple as function return value false text no. Now, currently, a lot of people are under the misimpression that if someone shoplifts diapers three times, they should lose their baby and go to prison, where prison guards in their madness and stress will deny them feminine hygiene products in order to demand obedience under the 13th Amendment of the United States. Our simple program will immediately cause great upset everywhere. And you don't even need to be trying to run a small city government. This question may come up in your first startup. If you live in a three-strike state, someone could, for example, have stolen and sold a laptop, and you are wondering if you should call the police. So here, we will need another question. Should I call the police? And again, a program named, "Should I call the police?" You see the importance of naming a program after the question. If the question changes, it will become disassociated with the program, as it will have a different meaning then. The program is as follows. Function. Number of offenses. Await user. How many offenses does the suspect have? If number of offenses 0, response no. Do not cause arrest on first offense. If number of offenses 1, use your own judgment. If number of offenses 2, await answer. Is the three strikes pattern in law humane? If yes, yes, the three strikes pattern is considered humane, call the police. If no, no, as the additional offense will result in imprisonment. Please handle the matter internally. So here is a more advanced rule that features a user call and a sub-question. When you await user, the bot you are talking to will ask you a question, like Siri does. It will ask you a question related to your query. How many offenses does the suspect have? Notice that something amazing is happening. The computer is interacting with you. It is asking you a question that it then transforms into a number and uses it in a calculation. It didn't know something, so it used a human, the ghost in the machine, to figure it out. Let me give you another example just to clarify. When you need help during self-checkout, when something goes wrong, from the perspective of the program, a human will be dispatched to resolve the problem. And one more example. The Mechanical Turk was a chess-playing machine that, from a perspective we need here, used a human as a CPU. The human heart will forever be more compassionate, creative, loving, and willing to change than the best of AI. We are the original thinkers and outthinkers. We will forever be best at it. In a machine circuit, as you see here, the decision-making is so limited and accountability so easily traceable that if there is ever room for any corruption here, it will be easily closed. At this point in the program prefers to do nothing if there is no offense. If there is one, it leaves it up to you. For example, if that person is hateful, it may be an idea to file a second offense. And if they have two offenses, then the program will ask itself, is the three strikes pattern law humane? If the answer is yes, then the person will go to prison. If the answer is no, it is not humane, then you will be instructed to handle the situation internally. These programs are meant to grow, perhaps even to tens of millions of lines of code. They will look into things based on age, based on education level, based on upbringing, and even gang involvement. Meaning that if a person that stole has been brought up in a gang neighborhood, then they should not be punished, as they require therapy and unindoctrination from the culture of taking. Now, listen to this. A judge who hates criminals because they have tarnished his city, because that is what everyone else also quietly believes in his courtroom. When he has a bad day, he stubs his toe, his coffee is cold, and all the other things fell on his head. He is no longer impartial in the eyes of real justice. But he is likable in the eyes of the city. He will now be removed from decision-making and interpretation. He will now ask the 10 million line version of the program above, answer some questions, and now recommend therapy, not more abuse by prison guards and whatever else. Now, people which are in charge of a company, school, city, state, nation, and earth will be able to rerun the same calculation the district judge did. Will be able to see a story of questions. And if they find some of those questions unethical or outdated, then they will begin a social voting process to change a particular line of the program. At this point, we might as well make amnesty law more common and allow those who have been incarcerated under the previous version of the system to be set free, as it would be unethical not to. This too would be a function call described in the system. Furthermore, elected officials would be automatically unelected when they cross certain lines, such as failure to meet campaign promises or cheating of any kind. As you can see, simple programs can fix the corruption of a city, but they require classroom upon a classroom, school upon a school to focus on their invention. They require the participation of at least 50 million of young and inspired minds, the younger generation. The program will grow the same way the World Encyclopedia does. The petitions to change rules will work the same way as the old White House petitions did. We don't need to create a parallel system to current US law. Nobody even knows how many laws there are, and many are illogical, inconsistent, if not insane. We just need a system that is better than the courts, that the courts can use. A system that is better at handling elections and ejections that the people can use. A system that grows with us, with humanity. A system that is powered by the best in us. Not for me, not for you, but for the future. Because the future requires clear decision-making and clear and inspired thinking. Begin studies of ES 2020 and begin writing your first program with the use of functions or maybe the event emitter. Build it for your own company, for a school you wished you had. Build it for the city, state, nation, and the world. Do not ask what the future can do for you, but what you can do for the future.